Welcome to Teen Biz, idea number 9. This is episode number 11. First of all, I want to thank everyone that posted comments on the blog at teenbiz.blogspot.com. I really do appreciate that. That helps a lot to get your feedback and find out what you would like to hear. And also, I want to thank those that posted the week previous. There's a lot of been a lot of good feedback that's helped us decide what route to take with this podcast. One comment I'd like to respond to specifically, actually a couple. One requested that we do more motivational podcasts to get people a little more excited and enthusiastic about the ideas. We'll do our best to do that. However, let us explain our reluctancy to do so. An entrepreneur needs to be self-motivated. If he's not, or she is not, or if they're in constant need of supervision and an outside motivator to keep them excited or keep them determined and motivated to do and to keep working on a project, their future of self-employment looks grim. Now, if you aren't excited all the time about all your projects, don't fret. The world is not over. Motivation is a lot more than just excitement or enthusiasm. It's understanding the rewards and then also at the same time understanding what it takes to get those rewards and being willing and determined to do everything that it takes. Now, sometimes it's not a smooth, easy ride to those goals, and so it's not bad if you're not excited as long as you understand and accept what it takes to get there. So we'll do our best to motivate, but it probably won't be that short-lived motivation that just gets you excited for the moment. It'll be that motivation that helps you develop an understanding of what it takes. There's also a request for case studies, and we'll do more of these, but kind of going back to the motivational aspect, most case studies are the exception, not the rule. They're exaggerated, and they really are more of a fluke sometimes than actual reality. We will do our best, and I'll get in touch with some contacts and find some real case studies that illustrate good, solid earning. Nothing fantastic or out of the ordinary, just things that you can follow their footsteps on and make money. If you've noticed, we are not about giving people false hope. We're about giving real ideas that will make real money quickly, but not giving people false hope that they'll be able to make a million overnight. We're talking about making enough to fill your needs and probably more if you're willing to put in the time, but we're not about giving you the false hope that so many many sales pages create today and certain case studies. So just to let you know about that. We're about giving you real hope and real ideas, so I hope you find that useful. But please keep leaving the comments. We will try to do more motivation and case studies. That's a good point. We have kind of erred on the wrong side and gone to none of those, so we'll try to improve on that. Another comment talked about how we need to spread the word about our podcast, and we're doing our best. We're still in the development stages. We'd like to get the website up before we really start doing a lot of advertising. Not advertising, but, you know, spreading the word, plugging our voice into the grapevine. But in the meantime, we would ask that if you have any friends that have a desire or have had a desire to start their own business or make money on their own, to subscribe to the podcast. They can find us on iTunes. Just type in Teen Biz, that's TEENBIZ, and subscribe there, or go to the website at teenbiz.blogspot.com. Hopefully by next week it won't be something at blogspot.com, but we'll have our own website and web address up. But yeah, tell them to subscribe. Tell them to stop by and post, and we'll be happy to have them. For this week's idea, let's go on to that. It's called the Casual Sports Camp, and this idea is built around sports. It can also be applied to music and other things, but mainly around sports. You'll need to know someone that's very good at sports, which is usually not hard to do. Or you'll need to know, or you yourself will need to be very good at sports or music. So when I was in my teens, I used to play golf pretty much every day. Me and my brother had a season pass, and after school, it was basically assumed that we would be found at the golf course. So by the time I was in high school, I was playing well enough to be the captain of the golf team. After a year or two, I got kind of burned out on competition and decided just to keep having fun with it and quit the team. But through those years, I developed a pretty decent swing. I don't mean to brag, but I had a smooth, fluid swing. I got a lot of compliments when I played on my swing and got a lot of requests for help. After a while, I learned to patiently and lovingly, you know, help these people work through their swings, help them figure out what they were doing to slice and hook the ball, and I was able to help them quite a bit. Now, when I was 18, I taught a golf class with my father. The class consisted of 20 people, most of which had only touched golf clubs a few times in their life. We bought 400 of those little plastic golf balls for, it wasn't very much, 10 or 20 bucks was all. We held it with permission at a local school field, and it lasted 8 weeks. Each student paid $40 for the 8-week course. Each lesson lasted 1 hour, and we'd start by teaching them for 20 minutes or so. We'd do demonstrations, me and my father would swing and show them what we were going to teach them for that day. And then, for the last half of the class, or the last 30, 40 minutes, they could just swing and hit their balls. We would walk up and down the line and coach them, give them pointers, give them praise, just keep it laid back and fun. We weren't about haggling them. We were just about helping them have fun and develop a swing that they were comfortable with. And they loved it. They really enjoyed the class. We had return. We had people that wanted us to do it again. Unfortunately, that was the last season I could do that. I was going off to college and actually left the country for a while. They really enjoyed it. As I got thinking about it, excuse me. I realized that when I was in my little league days of baseball and basketball, something like this would have been perfect. To be able to go and spend 30 minutes of play and 30 minutes of coaching basketball, I can't imagine what it would have been like to have 10 kids in a relaxed environment, have be coached for 30 minutes or 20 minutes, and then let us play and apply those things they taught us and then be coached more on that. It would have been incredible. I would have loved it. I hated how sometimes my coaches took it way too seriously on my teams because we're in the middle of a season and we had to win. And so, excuse me, something like this would have really been amazing, and my parents would have been all for it. So that's the idea. Now, to make this a reality, the steps are pretty simple. I would advertise with flyers door-to-door if you'd like. Frankly, I think the best way would be posters at the local, whether it be golf course or gym or whatever. Maybe an ad in the local paper in the sports section. Sign up as many people as you can get for as many classes as you can get. Me and my father taught that one class. It was an 8-week course. That was a total of 8 hours of work. We had 20 students, $40 a piece. That was $800 for 8 hours of work. So you can see the earning potential here. If you can get 3 classes a night, maybe 2 nights a week, you're going to be making quite a bit of money. So try to sign up as many people as you can get. Don't be afraid to really go all out. This is a time that Money Mailer or Valpak would be useful. You can get up to 30,000 people or 60,000 if you want, or maybe just start at 10 for a few hundred dollars, and you'll definitely get a response, enough to fill one class and make that back. So that's the idea for today, called casual sports camps. Just make sure you keep it fun. Focus on just developing skills as a group. And there really is a demand for this because during the season, the coach is not able to keep the atmosphere as relaxed and fun and on developing as possible. And then golf lessons or one-on-one lessons are expensive, are incredibly expensive. So $40 for a two-month lesson is incredible. So that's the idea for this week. Keep the comments coming at teenbiz.blogspot.com. This probably wasn't the most informative podcast, but next week we're going to be coming back with a really good one, so should be excited for that, as well as the new website. So thanks again for your comments. Stop by the blog and have a great week. Best of luck in your business efforts.